Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
All right, let's go to the phones. I'm trying to find a nice sound bed for this game here. I think I found something interesting here. Let's try this.
This is horrible.
It's holiday themed. What the hell? It's a whole album of cats doing Christmas carols.
Okay, no, this is a bad idea.
It's pretty funny.
They're going to hang up, dude.
I don't think they're going to hang up.
I would hang up if I heard this.
How do you not like this?
Horrible.
I'm playing this at the house when you come over for Christmas Eve.
I'm not coming over.
What about this one? This is good. Whoa. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, yeah, kitty. Kitty, 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 kitty. This is dope.
It's better, but not good.
It's making me laugh.
This is terrifying, actually.
I know.
This is what you see right before the cat takes your breath. They're in heat. Oh, this is awesome. All right, let's go to the phones. I'm happy. Hey, Will, you got something for me?
Hey, well, I called for another reason, but I think I have a joke I can tell kind of quickly.
Make it clean, or...
Yeah, it's. I think it's clean enough. You've probably heard it before. You can stop me and just hang up if you have. But three people, dudes, standing up at the...
Devin, what's up? I've heard it before.
Hey there. This is a three-parter, but it's really quick, all right?
I got it.
All right, don't hit me. First part, what do you call a cow with no legs?
Ground beef.
You're right. What do you call a cow with three legs?
Lean beef.
That is lean beef. What do you call a cow with two legs?
Okay, you got me on this one?
Your mother.
Eddie, whoa, come on. You got a chuckle out of you. I did chuckle. That was really close.
Come on, man.
Come on, laugh.
It's really good.
Laugh.
I'm not just giving these kids away.
Dude, that was...
That was good.
My mama dead. My mama dead.
Dude, you need to get that guy some tickets. That's the best one we're going to hear all night. For all right. Sure.
Well, look, if nobody makes me laugh, we will have Devin call back.
Devin call back. You win.
That's pretty
solid. That was pretty funny.
Your mother.
It was just so funny because I was like, oh what a lame-o, you know?
I know.
And then he flipped it on us.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Make me laugh. And if you make me laugh, you'll be in here in our very exclusive party. We're going to have less than 20 people, and you'll be part of it. Robert, what's up, man? Make me laugh.
Hey, guys, I'm one to say Devin probably already won, but I was cracking up.
That was good.
Hey, the other day my wife accused me of being immature, and I told her to get the hell out of my fort.
It's pretty good.
Nothing.
No, I almost laughed, dude.
Real quick, when is the party? You were nice enough to give me tickets the other night. When is that again?
But you already won?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know if I want you to come after that.
You can't win them twice. You already got him.
Thanks, man. I think he was...
Can we turn this music off? I can't even listen to you right now.
I like it. I like it a lot.
A little happier one here for you. Okay? Jesus.
It's Frosty the Snowman.
It's Frosty the Snowman.
I can't focus. Is this what hell sounds like? Because it's awful.
Yeah, it's awful. Oh, man.
I want to play this at the house and watch my dog Bogey go nuts. Oh, my God.
Me and Bogey both will be losing our ass.
Oh, it's so good. Doug, what's up, buddy? Make me laugh.
All right. What did the banana say to the marital aid?
What did the banana say to the marital aid?
The marital aid?
Yes.
I don't know.
What are you shaking for? She's going to eat me.
It's pretty good. Yo, Rick, what's up? Make me laugh.
I love this music.
Yo, Johnny B, what is the difference between a prostitute with diarrhea and an epileptic clam digger?
Oh, my God. I'm afraid of the answer. Please tell me.
It's clean, I promise. I would not get you in trouble.
Thanks.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
The clam digger gets the fits while shucking.
So close, dude. Fantastic song. I love it. Full phones. Phil, what's up? Make me laugh.
What's up? So a priest and a rabbi walking down the street. They see a little boy. The priest says, we should screw.
Hey, Jim, what's up? Make me laugh, Jim.
Hey, this is Jim. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I had some root beer, and I poured it in a square glass, and now I only have beer.
Nerd joke. Trevor, what's up, man? Make me laugh.
Oh, square.
Hey, what do you call a short Spanish-speaking person?
What do you call a short Spanish-speaking person?
I'm scared.
A paragraph. Because he's not a full-grown essay.
That's so good. That's so good.
Come on. Come on.
So close. So close. Man.
I like that one. Who was that? What was his name?
Trevor, I think.
Trevor, that was awesome.
Very good. A little racist. I don't know if we can condone that.
Oh, that's our thing.
Absolutely. Wheelhouse all day long. Derek, what's up? Made me laugh, buddy.
Oh, town with two legs. Your mother.
Jesus Christ. Can't just repeat somebody else's joke.
No, I think that was Devin, no?
No, it was Derek. Oh. Idiot face. All right. This might be good. Gun control Glenn, make us laugh.
Hey, Johnny, Anna, how you guys doing this evening?
Great, well, huh? Thank you.
I don't know if you knew this, but Hitler had a proofreader. He would go over any documents that the great leader had to sign before he signed them. You know what his title was?
What's that?
A grammar Nazi.
I wish I had a gun right now.
You
thanks,
do.
Man.
You do.
At the house. Oh, I'm on my screen. I need to have two screens. Loaded at all times. Or maybe I can get my producers to just steal a couple of his sounds and put them on my screen. That'd be great. Let's work on that this week, shall we? Well, am I out of cats? Where's my cats? Kitties? Oh, thank you. That scared me.
This is so awful.
It's the best. Oh, you're nobody. Yo, Phil, what's up, Phil?
What did the Energizer Bunny get arrested for?
I don't know.
Assault and battery.
Jesus, dude. Yo, Jim, make me laugh.
Johnny B.
Yo.
What do you call your Irish friend who just hangs around your backyard? Old furniture.
I'm sorry? I didn't even hear it. What was the punchline? Sorry.
Patio furniture.
It's looking better and better for Devin. Yo, hey, Mike.
Hey, man. How you doing? I'm driving right now, so I shouldn't be on the phone.
It's okay. that the joke? Thanks for the call.
Yeah. What? Hold on, man.
This is almost funny. What are you doing, Mike?
Second.
No, I'm not going to wait a second. I'm doing a goddamn radio program.
I'm putting it in park.
You're putting it apart?
In park.
I put it in park? I think this guy actually pulled over.
I didn't even hear that.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just said I just cussed and needed to hear that stuff.
Oh, great. I'm glad the cats saved the day. Thanks for telling me you cursed. Now you just put it in park for nothing. Hey, Devin, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, Devin.
Hey, how we doing?
All right, buddy. Is this the same Devin?
This is Devin, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no. And I want to apologize. Like, you know, it's a joke. I don't want to talk bad about your mother.
My mama, Devin.
Sometimes it's sensitive, but, you know.
That was a good joke, Devin. I'm putting you on hold. You win, okay, pal?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I laughed very hard. Thanks, pal. I just didn't want to give it to the first caller.
Well, sometimes the first is the best, sometimes the second is the best.
Did you hear it, Will? It's very good. Will just showed up. He said, what do you call a cow with no legs? I knew the answer. I said, ground beef. He said, what do you call a cow with three legs? I knew the answer. Lean beef. He's like, what do you call a cow with two legs? I didn't know the answer. I was like, what's that? He's like, your mother. Hilarious.
Pretty good. It was pretty good.
I enjoyed it. Congratulations, pal. You'll be getting a copy of Cat's Christmas and hanging out with us on the 20th. For the big Christmas spectacular. Have a happy Hanukkah. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, social shout outs. We will award a top tweet and wonder how many people are tuning out because of my cats. I think people love the cats.
They're growing on me.
Who doesn't love a good pussy song, right? Guys, if you love pussy songs, hit us up on Twitter at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show. Man, the phones are blowing up. I guarantee it's because of the pussies. Yeah. People love them.
That's what I hear.
This is tight. This song is tight.
Tight what?
These cats. They're very tight.
Oh.
Tight the way they perform. Hell yeah.